Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Nazir. Yud Aleph, again, I want to thank Menachem for taking care of the talking cows yesterday. It was a challenging daf, and hopefully we'll get to talk about it one day online as well. Also, just yesterday, my little talk, a few people have emailed me, my little talk about Aliyah after davening is going to be should be on the shul website. Last night or this morning, they said they would put it up. And again, any for information about the community that I'm going to be involved in, Bezrat Hashem, next year is nofei.co.il. N-O-F-E-I, nofei.co.il. Any other information, and if anybody has any questions, feel free to email me. Okay, let's start the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Mozgalo Asakos. So what happens? They poured a cup of wine for someone. And they poured him a cup, right? It's the same exact lashon, right? It's in Yonah Diyoma, within 30 days. Mazglu asakos, they pour him kosh rishon, kosheni, from Harvey Psachim, the night of the Seder. So they poured him a cup of Omar Harini Nazir Mimenu. And a person says, I am a Nazir from it. Meaning he really didn't want the wine, and he wanted to be emphatic about it. So he says, I'm a Nazir from the wine, Hareza Nazir. He's not only a Nazir from the wine, he's a Nazir, period. Says Harini Nazir Mimenu, right? Because he, it's umdin daito that if you use that type of lashon, so then you are a nazir. The mafarshim on the Mishnah, both the Tiferes Yisrael and the Tosfos Yontif say this is only according to the Rabbanan and not Reb Shimon. What Rabbanan? What Reb Shimon? We had in the past the machlokas that if you take a nazirus from only part of the package of nazirus, are you a nazir from the entire nazirus? So that was one machlokas that we had, and we had that on Daf Gimel Amabez. We had a machlokas between Reb Shimon held Eino Chayav Ashiyadu Mikulam. Reb Shimon says if I become a nazir from tuma, if I become a nazir from hair or from wine, either of those, they're not a nazir. Reb Shimon says that Gimel Amabez that Eino Chayav Ashiyadu Mikulam, and the Rabbanan say no. Even if you just are a nazir from one, then you're a nazir from everything. That was a machlokas Tanoim. So the Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah says, why are you a nazir in this case? Hareza nazir. I only take a naziris from wine. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, kenoder be'echad michiyuve nazir. Right? It's like you took a nether for chiyuve nazir. In other words, according to the Tiferes Yisrael and according to also to the Tosfos Yontif there, this first line of the mission is only according to the Rabbanan and not Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, who said, if you only take a naziris from one part of naziris and not the entire naziris, you're not a nazir. So then that wouldn't, our Mishnah would not be following his opinion. But if you look in the Rush, the Rush here says Beferish against that. The first Rush on top of Yud Aleph and Aleph, Mazgulos Akos Vamahani Nazmi Menu Hareza Nazir, the Afilul Reb Shimon. He obviously knows the other opinion. He says, even according to Reb Shimon, to Amar Ashiyazim Mikulan, even according to Reb Shimon, who normally says if you take a Nazir from part of the package, you're not a whole Nazir, he would admit here. Hachamoda, here he would admit if you just say I'm a Nazir from that wine. Why? Kivantalo Hiskir Behedia Yayin. You didn't say wine explicitly. What did you say? I'm a nazir from it. Hareini nazir mimenu. So you didn't say specifically wine. Delo gara miyados nazirus. This is like a yad of nazirus. It's like literally a handle, a lashon that expresses nazirus, and therefore Reb Shimon here would agree. So it's interesting, kol hamosif goreya would apply here. If you had said wine and specified, according to Reb Shimon, that you would not be a nazir. But because you didn't say wine, and you just said hareini nazir bimenu, so then that's why Reb Shimon would agree, and you're a total nazir. So it's a machlokas in the mefarshim, whether the first line of our Mishnah is according to only Chachamim, or even Reb Shimon. Continuing the Mishnah, so again, the Mishnah said, pour a kos, somebody pours you a kos, and you say you're a nazir, you're a nazir. You're a nazir from it, you're a nazir totally. Maisa bisha achaz, there was a story with a woman, shahaisa shikora, she was drunk. Umazgalos akos, and they poured her a cup of wine. We'll get to what level stage of drunkenness she was at, but she was drunk and she was obviously still able to speak. They poured her a cup of amra, and she said, Hareini naziri menu. I'm a nazira from it. No, a man or a woman can be a nazir, ish o isha. So the Hareini naziri menu. So amru chachamim, lo niskav nazu el alomar harehu alai karban. Say the chachamim, if somebody who is drunk says, I'm a nazira from that wine, so then the chachamim say it must be that she does not have kavana to be a nazira, but she's just saying that that wine is usher to her like a karban is usher to her. Right? Why is somebody who's drunk different? Why do we have a different umdana about their kavana? So the Gemara will explain. Good. Ask the Karanora, why is it that here, if we say that they don't really mean to be a nazir, but we do plug in a substitute kavana. Right? We say, oh, I'm a nazir from that wine. If she says, well, she's drunk, what does the Mishnah say? She's really not a nazira, but she's usher to the wine. So why don't we say that 2 days ago? We had on Friday, on Shabbos, we had the Mishnah on Daftes. Haridin nazir min hagrogarism min hadvela. I'm a nazir from figs, from dates. What was the halacha? Machlokas beishamai beisilo. Beisilo, who we pass on like, says, you're a nothing. You're a nothing. Ain't a nazir. So why don't we at least say there that, you know, it's at least usher to you kehektish. So both places we say that you're not really a nazir, but yet over here we say we plug in a backup kavana. You're not a nazir. Oh, but you mean it's usher. But over there we say you're a nothing. Why don't we say you're usher to the figs? Sorry, it's one. Oh, so says the Karen Ora. Here it's at least shayach to naziris. So we say you're at least mean something. Well, El Gabi Nazir min Agrogaris Mashma Delo Avinod, you're nothing. Vacha Kamina Mepshidus the Bosakos Asura, says the Karenor of Yeshlomar, the Dafka Gabi Grogaris, Delo Shaicha Benaziris Klau. Who? Right, there's by Grogaris, there's by dried figs, that's the Shaich. To Gab Nedilohavi. Ava Bakos Yain, the Shaicha Benaziris, lo. Ella, the Amdin and Daiti, the Lotus Kamina, Elasar Asma, Shaper Chalha Isser. So that's the Karen Ora's Ha'ara. You've got to know the difference between this Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daftes. Here, it is more Shaich to Naziris, because we're talking about wine, unlike the previous. Also, if you remember, some of the Achronim point out that it's not such a stretch to plug it in here, or there for that matter, because remember at Tosfos, I don't know if it was mentioned on Shabbos, Daftes, going back to Daftes and Aleph, it's a very important Tosfos, it's about halfway in the middle lines, where Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar about the eighth middle little line on Daftes and Aleph, V'im Tomar, Tosfos says, V'ya'ihu nazir ka'amar, v'ech'ya nazir. Right, he says nazir. Really, the girsa should mean that how could he not be a nazir? But if he's a nazir, if he says the word nazir, how can you say he's something else besides a nazir? Stosis has an important line: Yesh lomar de nazir lashon hafrasha ukiilo amar hareni parish min hagrogeris. Nazir literally, says Stosis, does not have to mean nazir like we know nazir. Nazir can mean separated from, in the more general sense. And therefore, you know, it could be, I'm mufresh from this. So here too, in the Seifa of our Mishnah, you can apply that svara, that, we're saying he's not a nazir, but he's usher like a karban. So yeah, in Achinami, we're allowed to apply that. And I saw this Tosfos is also used to answer the following question. And that is, somebody asks, he says, she's drunk, and says, I'm a nazir from that wine. What about the principle of dvarm shebelev? Dvarm shebelev einam dvarm. Right, we know there's a principle, there's something in your heart. We don't. If you say, do something, so it doesn't matter what you're thinking, you do something, you say something, you say, I'm a nazir from that, I'm a nazir from that wine and you're not drunk, then you're a nazir. If you say you're a nazir from when you're drunk, so we'll see in the Gemara why it's different, but ask some of the Achronim, and that's when the Biuri Adaf quoted here, so why isn't that Dvarim Shebelev? Dvarim Shebelev, you had kavanah to aser the wine, but like a neder, like hektish. But what do you mean? You didn't say it. You said Nazira. So say that some of the Achronim, Yesh Levayer, he says, let's explain this based on our Tosfos that we just mentioned and a Ran that we had in Maseches Adarim. The Ran says in Maseches Adarim on Daf Chav Chesem and Aleph that Dvarim Shebelev is only not applied when the Dvar Shebelev contradicts what you are saying or doing. But if we could easily plug in your Dvarim Shebelev to explain what you're doing, then that's not a violation of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. The Hechachar Dvarim Shebelev Einam Soser Mamish Es HaDvarim Shotzi Mipiv. So then, Im Ein Lano Hechrech Lomash HaDvarim Shotzi Mipiv Heim Shlo Kipshutim. So you can just plug it in. So to here. We just said, based on Tosfos 2 days ago, that the word Nazir might mean Mufrash, might mean separated from. So once we know that his words might mean separated from, and then we plug in that Ran and Nedarim, that as long as Dvarim Shebelev don't contradict what you said, so then we are allowed to plug it in to what you said. That's why here it's not a problem. Even though you say the word she said the word Nazira, we could still say she means Neder / Karban. Okay, so that is the Karen Ora, and that's the usage of Tosfos on Daftes to explain our Mishnah. Good. So remember the structure of the Mishnah for the following question. The Mishnah, line one, says, if somebody's poured a cup of wine, and that person says, I'm a nazir from that wine, he's a nazir totally. A. B, second case, line of the Mishnah was a story. A woman is a shikora, and she says, I'm a nazir from that wine, She's a nazir. She's not a nazira. She's only a asur to that wine. So he asks the Gemara, Maisa Lister. So what usually have a story of the Mishnah to prove what the previous line said. But here the story is to contradict, it goes against. Reisha, about Reisha, Hareza Nazir. The first line says, you're a Nazir if you say I'm a Nazir from that cup of wine. The other Tani, Maise Bisha Achas. But then the next line says, it was a story about a woman that she's not a Nazira. Alma Bahayu de Asir, Hagena Achrina Shari. But that which shows that this wine is Asir to her, but not anything else. So if somebody says they're a Nazir from a cup of wine, so are they or are they not? So the Gemara answers, Chisurei Mechsara. Really, the Mishnah is missing. V'hachi katani. And this is how the Mishnah should read, or at least how we should understand the Mishnah. Mazgalu asa kos v'yamar haridi nazir mimenu, hareza nazir. Fine, she's a nazir. But v'im shikar, who? This is what you have to add into the Mishnah. But if the person is drunk, who? V'amar haridi nazir mimenu, and then they make a nazirus, eino nazir. So then they're not a nazir if they're drunk. Why? Here we are, my taima. Kamanda amar hare alai karban hu. Because it's as if we just say that they're saying it's usher to a karba to me. Why? Why are they doing that? Tosva says, look at Tosva Zibra Maskel Ve'im, Pirish, Shederech B'nei Adam. It's natural for people. Let's say you see somebody who's like getting drunk. So people want to have some fun. So you want to give them another cup of wine. It's a derech of people to try to make other people go a little overboard. Let's see you take another shot. Come on, you can do it. Take another one. Right? So that's the derech of bnei adam. So the person obviously still has some seichel left in him. So, or she, talking about a her here, interesting. So something like the Gemara says, ain't derech nashim b'yayin, but I guess dafka the example given here is a woman. V'omer nazir l'saka me'alav. So what does he say? I've had enough, I don't want any more. So instead of saying that he thinks, or she thinks, that they're going to still try to pester them to drink more. So that he says, no, I'm a nazir from the wine. So hopefully he hopes that will get them off his back. So that's how the Gemara continues. Back to the Gemara for a minute. So why did he just say, stop it already, I don't want to drink anymore? So no, he says, Sabar, he thinks to himself, they're going to bring me more, mitzarenly. They're going to pay me. Amalahu hamil. So let me tell them something. The psikalahu, that is definite. And therefore, they won't bring me any more wine. That's why being drunk is different when you say that lashon. And then the Mishnah brings the story to prove that. Umaisanami bi isha achas. So it's fascinating. You have the same words said, but based on the situation, we estimate their das to mean something different. If it's somebody who's not drunk, so then we estimate their das to mean a real nazirus, even though you only said nazir from this wine. While in the seifa, when a person is drunk, we estimate their das that they're only saying it to get the other people off their back. And they don't really mean it as iris, but we do say they're answering this cup of wine to them. Yeah.
Why would we say it's like they did for Jerusalem?
Oh, so we're going to get to that a little bit on the base. We'll see. Your question is, she says in Jerusalem, and therefore she's not even answered to this cup of wine. Right, so we'll see what the Gemara says on the base. Okay. How drunk is this person in the Mishnah? When she says, she's drunk, but we trust her to say that it's usher. So we're allowing the nether to kick in. So how drunk is she? So if you look at the Rambam here. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam says, I'll read it to you. Umashanu omrim shehu kishikar lo nishtaka b'shichrus. Doesn't mean that they're totally wallowing in their drunkenness. Blohi gil shechrusa shalot. It's not that they reached the level of Lot's drunkenness, but he didn't even know who his daughter was. Shekol ma'isa v'dvarav kayamin, because here the actions stick halachically. V'ne'enash al kol mashu oseh, v'maisha roi lo min ha'onesh, kamo abriyim. Because you see this person who made the neder drinks the wine, they're sasser. They violate liachal dvaros. You see, they can't be up to shechrusa shalot. Aval, mishi gil shechrusa shalot, if it had been that person, hari kol ma'isa v'dvarav b'teilin, v'ein din alav v'lo davar sheyichayev oso b'shum. Somebody really is shechruso shalot, so then they're not chayav at all. So this alludes to just what we mentioned two weeks ago, the four different levels of drunkenness in halacha. Four different levels of drunkenness. I'm reading it to you from the Piskei Tshuvos in the beginning of Simin Tzadik Tes and Aruch Hayim. Four different levels regarding halacha, regarding saying brachas, regarding davening. So he says the first level is if somebody drinks a little bit, but it's nothing. They have a cup of wine during the meal. They have a shot before Kiddush, but they've had it before, they're used to it, and it's mamish nothing for them. Doesn't change them at all. Achshosa kedei sudaso umakir ba'atzmo she'ena dever mashpi atzlilas daito. He has perfect das. Azai, and again, this might depend on the person, might, but it might just be a person that has full clarity of mind, then mutter lo l'amol l'spal l'chadchila. It's mutter l'chadchila l'davin. V'koshken l'varach shar brachas. Right, even shar brachas. Maybe not duchening, but, you know, let's say there's a, again, usually we don't have kiddushes in the middle of davening, but let's say there's a shul that has a minug of having a kiddush before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, major machlokas aposkim, whether that's l'chadchila or not l'chadchila. But let's say one goes to that shul, so you're going to be davening Musaf 10 minutes later. Davening Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, l'chadchila. So again, obviously you have to make sure that one doesn't drink wine to put them in category two. But at least category one here, you're just one level, mutl l'chadchila if you just drink a little bit. Category two, hashosa yoser mirviyas yayin, shalobash asasuda. One drinks a more sizable amount of wine, not during a meal, so you don't have anything to counter the effects. Or other, you have schnapps, afilabash asasuda, and margish ba'atzmo shashtia mashpi alfilas daito. You feel that it affects you. You feel it inside. Even though you can still talk without any problems. But you feel a little. So I said, I remember this a few weeks ago when I said this, I said, you feel a little heavy. So someone pointed out to me, he says, Rob, I'm sorry that, but you're just obviously not so experienced in your drinking, which I'm not. But he said, you know, when you drink a lot of sweet wine, you feel heavy. When you drink a lot of light wine, dry wine, you feel lightheaded, the opposite. So I said, I don't know, I'm not a bucky. But he says that, either way, you feel it affects you, but you're fine. But you're fine in terms of maybe you shouldn't be driving, but you could still talk properly in front of a melech. So in that case, l'chadchila, you still should not daven. L'chadchila, you still should not daven, you still should not say Shemona Esrei. The rest of davening, you could say, but Shemona Esrei and Kriya Shema should not until the effects leave. But in this category, let's say this is about Kriya Shema is passing. Let's say this is about Tefillah is passing. So then, right, let's say you have Mincha is passing. So then you're allowed to daven. If you're Choshi, you still can talk. That's category two. Category three is where the first two categories really aren't called shikur in halacha. They're called shasui. Shasui, you've drunk, but you're not drunk. And you're not last week's parsha, Shmini. Right? Another Venaviyu. So said, but here, category three is shikur, dehainu eno yachol adabra kohogan. You can't talk properly. You make mistakes and you talk. You still have das, somewhat, but you can't talk properly. You probably can't walk straight. And then you're really affected. So then many folks can say even b'di'evit you can't daven. Even b'di'evit you can't daven. Azai asalo tefila filum overs man tefila. But no kriyashma, no brachas, no nothing. Some achronim are makel b'di'evit because you. But really you should not. Really, there's a major lachanchila not to be davening. You're saying kriyashma in that circumstance. Fourth category shakrusa shalot. Fourth category is you have no idea what's going on. Person is totally drunk. Then they can't move and they have no das for anything. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Our mission is not category four. Is he talking about category three? Not 100% clear. Category three or two? What is the Rambam talking about? He says you're responsible for all your actions. So category three, you're still responsible. So but not 100% sure. But that is the four deos, four categories of shichrus in halacha. Yeah.
And then we always have a chereshot of a katan that don't have das.
Chereshot of a katan doesn't have das.
And a shichrus.
And a shikr is at least category four, I would say. Right? Meaning the other category three, again, you have some das. You know that you can't talk in front of a king. You still have that maybe you know you don't want to admit it to other people, but you're right, chereshot of the katan, it's for sure four. I don't know, would you say three doesn't have das? If we won't allow you to daven, does that mean you don't have a chiyuv to daven? Sometimes maybe that's why some of our makel. So it's a hard hagdara going from category three to category four. How much is what it is mitzias? Okay, but that is all what the Rambam says. Now, our Mishnah is not where somebody's mishnah is shalot. The Rishash though quotes the Rambam. He says no. What are you talking about? You know what our Mishnah is talking about? Our Mishnah is talking about a shikar. You know what a shikar means? Somebody who's normally an alcoholic. You're not drunk now when this story happens. It means it's the derech. This is who you are. But you, when you're not drunk, they start giving you the drinks. You say, no way. But it's somebody who has the problem. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Even somebody who reaches Shechrus HaShalot. You don't have to say Dafka, it's not. The Mishnah doesn't specify. And the Shikr always means Shikr. Totally. So that's the Rishash HaSa'ara here. That you don't have to say like the Rambam. Imshad of the Mishnah. You could just say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of somebody who it's the Derech, right? The Derech for them to drink. V'lanias dadin Shikara v'Shikara amurim kam heima shemos to'arim. It's descriptive about these people. Asher mishtakim barov yameyim b'shichras. Aval ata einan shikarim klal. Ulach erish lanas kavna lanaziris. Kimen deregili bilayin. Ela b'kosa bofa. That's the Rishash. Yeah. Spelling of Shikar in the Mishnah, right, is not like Eli. I mean, you have the Yud. You have the Yud and the Vav, right? So, right, could have been, there's no Kesara here. There's no Kesara or Keshera. It's Machlok is exactly what that Gra was on Shmuel Aleph. Did Eli, was Eli's mistake, did she say back Kesara or Keshera? Okay, I didn't prepare that. I didn't get back into that, but right. So I was alluding to the Eli Chana story where Eli thought that she was drunk, and she says, no, I'm not Shikora, I am Kesara. Or Keshera, different pshatim. Okay, let's continue now. Says the next Mishnah. Masnisa, three cases in the Mishnah. Number one, Harini Nazir Amanash Shosa Yainam Atami Lamesim. I'm a Nazir on condition that I'm allowed to drink wine or I'm allowed to become Tamei Mes. So what's the halacha? Tough luck. Harei Nazir Vasavakulan. You're a Nazir? Totally. You can't make a Nazirus on condition that you are allowed to drink wine. Number two, Yodea initiation Naziris, Aval Eini Yodea Shana Naziris V'Yayin. What if he's Makabal Naziris, but he says, you know, I didn't realize that. I didn't read Parshas Naso. I didn't know that a Nazir is also red wine. I thought a Nazir was only hair and tumma. I didn't know about wine. Hareze Nazir, he is a Nazir. Why is he a Nazir? This is the Shita of the Rabbanan that I mentioned at the beginning of the Shir on Dav Gimel, that even if you're taking Naziris from part of Naziris, it's a package deal. That's the Tanakama. You're a Nazir from everything. V'Rabbi Shimon Matir. And Rabbi Shimon is Matir. Why? The Rav Shimon Shita, who says, no, it's not a package deal. If you're a Nazir from one part of Nazirus, then you're not a complete Nazir. Yodea, case three now. Yodea Anisha, Nazir Asir B'Yayin. What if a person says, I knew a Nazir was Asir in wine. Aval, Savar Hayisi Shachacham Matirinli. But I thought the rabbis would get rid of it for me. Why? B'Vish Enani Yachol Lichyos, El B'Yayin. I can't live without wine. I can't live without wine. He's a mefunak type of person. He dafka needs his wine to live. Or, I'm a grave digger. Of course, I thought the chacham would be moderate for me. Well, I can't become tamei. I'm going to lose my parnasa. I'm going to lose my livelihood. So, what's the halach in that case? So, hareza mutter. Now the shitas are switched. The chachamim say it's mutter. There's no nazirus. Reb Shimon Oser, Reb Shimon Asers, right? How can it be switched? Gemara is going to ask that question. Aren't these Shitos opposite? The Karen Hora again here asks, why is it that according to the Rabbanan, a person says, I thought I have to become Tamei a grave digger. Why don't we plug in something very simple? There's no problem here that it's totally going to be gotten rid of. He could be a Nazir without the Tumah. What is he? Could he be? Nazir Shimshon. Why can't he be a Nazir Shimshon here? I didn't know. I can't live without becoming Tamei. Okay, so live without becoming Tamei. So you're the other type of Nazir. Says the Karen Ora, you can never be a Nazir Shimshon unless you accept it beferish. There can never be an automatic Nazir Shimshon. We can never say umdin das that you're a Nazir Shimshon because it's a special category. Because it's a special category of Nazirus, you can never be a Nazir Shimshon unless you beferish accept it. That's the shita of the Karen Ora. There is a fascinating tshuva that has to do with today's daf, but also we'll have it again in a couple days from the Binyan Siyan. Binyan Siyan has been pay off. The last Binyan Siyan we had was memorable. The last daf in Nedarim about the guy who thought he was Mashiach, who said he was Mashiach. So in Siman Pei Aleph in the Binyan Siyan, he has a tshuva, which I think probably has bothered us in the back of our minds. We just never focus on it. Erev Rosh Hashanah. We're all there doing Hataras Nedarim. We all have our different Siddurim. And we get up to three words. And I checked last night in various Siddurim. It says, I'm being Matur Neder. And some Siddurim have Va'afilu Nazir Shimshon. Some have it in parentheses. And some say, I looked in the siddurim that we have in the shul, it has a star, you go to the bottom, asterisk, Nuslach Acher, Chutz Min Nazir Shimshon. So usually it's Erev Hashanah, it's after 2 hours of Slichas, you know, we're out of here, we're leaving. So we say, okay, you say this one, I say that one. So the question that was posed to the Binyan Siyan was that, we're going to learn that you can't do Hatara on a Nazir Shimshon. You can't be Matur Neder for Nazir Shimshon. Right? Why? We mentioned a few days ago, Rashi says in Makkas, because it came from the Malach. It came from the Malach, so you can't be Matur Neder. So that's why Rashi says in Maseches Makkas, you can't be Matur Neder. So the question to the Binyan Siyan was, so they have the girsa of Afilu Nazir Shimshon. I want to be Matur, even if I'm Nazir Shimshon. So how is that possible? You can't be Matur Neder for Nazir Shimshon. That was the question that was posed to the Binyan Siyan. So first of all, he says, don't tell me there's a mistake, that it shouldn't be afilu, because if you look at all this Adorim, it says afilu. And obviously, afilu acknowledges that there's a chiddush here. So the fact that they're saying it, saying afilu, means they know it's a chiddush. And they're saying it anyway. So he says, but how could he be done? So the first column here, he spends wondering, why is it that you can't be matar nazir shimshon? He says, why? Because of the malach? But yours didn't start with the malach. Shimshon started with the malach. Yours started with your mouth. I accept to be nazir shimshon. You're buying into the type, and the type, the only reason that type doesn't have a hatar is because his started with the malach. Yours doesn't start with the malach. So the Binyan see and wonders, I don't understand. He says, I've wondered for years why there can't be She'elah for an Azir Shimshon. And I've looked in other sources. He says, he quotes a Chavos Yair, that maybe it's a Durabanan. Maybe Midaraisa, you can't, but Midarabanan. You know, people are going to see you and your Naziris, and then they're going to say, and they're going to think you were a regular Nazir. And they know you became Tamei Meis all these years. So they're going to be Motzi Laz on you. So maybe Midarabanan he should have. But either way, he's Matama. He's Matama on this discussion. At the end of that tshuva, he quotes our issue. He quotes a Rambam, which says, if you're a Nazir Amanas, that you're not a Tami Meis, you're a Nazir and Aser totally. Why don't you say he's a Nazir Shimshon? Because he can't be a Nazir Shimshon unless you say it Beferish. I mean, exactly like our from the Karen Aura here, you can't be a Nazir Shimshon. There's nothing automatic about a Nazir Shimshon. Either way, that's got to remember, that's tshuva for next year. That's the Gerson Moshe Durim, Bafilu Nazir Shimshon. Some it's in parentheses, but at least we know what the issue is here now. At least we know what the issue is here now. The issue is, can you be Maturit? Again, I spoke to somebody last night who said, maybe, you know why it's not a problem? Because maybe if you go like the Rishonim we had back in Nedarim, that we're not being matter the past Nedarim, but we're going for the future Nedarim, so maybe that's different. We do both in our Lashon. Machlokas, remember, Rabbi Natam and the other Rishonim, whether right the Nedarim that we took last year or next year. So our version is both. That's also Kol Nidre. So if you say Ataras Nedarim is kind of like a preemptive, so maybe that's why it's different. But either way, that is the discussion of Nazir Shimshon of the Binyan Siyah. If you're Motzi Laz, if it's Motzi Laz issue, maybe Bezin is different. Because there's no Motzi Laz, if Bezin does it, everybody knows about it. Okay, maybe. Okay, let's continue. Good. So we have the Mishnah. So he asked the Gemara of Lifla Nabi Reb Shimon Bereisha. Reb Shimon argued, there were three cases. Reb Shimon argues in case two and case three. Why does he argue in the first one? Meaning, what was the first case? I'm a Nazir on condition that I drink wine and Matami Mace. Then we say, you're a total Nazir. So Reb Shimon didn't argue there. So I'm Reb Shimon Levi. Chalakai Reb Shimon Apareisha. Yeah, he argues even in case one. I use him in case one. Ravina Amar no, but Reisha lo Paul Reb Shimon. The Reisha is based on the Svara that everybody agrees to. My Taima Mishub Dahavili Masna Mashkasa Batorah V'chala Masna Mashkasa Batorah Tano Batal. In the Reisha, you're trying to make a Tanai against what it says in the Torah. Meaning, you want to say, I want to be a Nazir, but I want to drink wine. On condition, you can't make a Tanai, a condition that goes against what it says in the Torah, and therefore it's Batel even according to Reb Shimon. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's just do one more line. Reb Shimon ben Levi amar lecha, hay al manaska chutzdami. No. Shimon ben Levi gave the first answer that Reb Shimon argues even in the first case. So why isn't that a case of masna mashkasa batorah? No, masna mashkasa batorah is different than saying except for. You're not saying on condition. You're saying except for. What's the difference? So Reb Elchanan says in Kovet Shiurim in Ksubis Simin Kuf Ayin Beis, the difference is when you say chutz. When you say chutz, you are excluding part of the maisa. You're not saying, you're not buying into what it says in the Torah. You're limiting your action. When you say almanas, you've done something complete, and you want it to be dependent on something. So then that's going against what it says in the Torah. You want the naziris, a complete naziris. You say naziris almanas, so you can't do that. If you say something chutz, so then you're excluding inherently in the Maisa. So you're not buying into what it says in the Torah. So therefore, it's not a problem. That's what Reb Chanan says. Bir Achilik. To bechut lo asa el achatzi Maisa. Shelo hetir lakol. Avo ba'amanas ha-Maisa shlema. Tehainu she-Maisa mitzad atzma. Bekoch halachu behechlet al kol ofen. El demil zachrisi mi'akev. And therefore, that's why it's a problem. Matha mashkas ba-Torah. It's interesting. The more external, it's ironic, the more external it is, the, according to Reb Shimon, the more problematic it is. And if you put it inherently in the action itself, so then it would be effective. That's the difference between chutz and amanas, says Reb Elchanan.
The Torah leaves out the process, so batel, leaves out with my sekayim. That's
to know about the leaves at the line of Maisa Kayim. That's the assumption. It says Nazir. You have to say that line here because that's what it says in the Mishnah. Asa Bekulan. It says Asa Bekulan. Let's just do the next brisa and then we'll talk about it. Tanya Kavasid Ravina. There's a brisa that supports Ravina that says that what? That when you make this type of lashon, it's a tnai, it's not a chutz. Meaning our Mishnah's din, and it quotes Ravina's Svara. Period. Ask Tosas here. This Tosas Dir Maskel Dahavi is one of the talked about Tosas in Nazir. Tosas Dir Maskel Dahavi, we discussed it already in Maseches Nedar. Tosas asks, fourth line of Tosas, Yim Tomar. We learned in Ksubis that Shlichus and Tnai go together. If you can make a Tnai on something, you can make a Shliach on something. And vice versa. So you can't make a Nazirus through a Shliach. How can you can't be a Nazir through a Shliach. So therefore, how can you make a Tnai on a Nazirus? So, first of all, why can't you make a Nazirus through a Shliach? So some Achronim say it's a mitzvah shebegufo. It's like tefillin. It's like tefillin. So just like I can't make you a Shliach to shake my lulav or to wear my tefillin. Nazirus is a mitzvah shebegufo. A. B, some other Achronim suggest that maybe there are some Tanoim, if you remember, that a Nazir is a Chote. That a Nazir is a Machlokas. Is a Nazir a good thing, a bad thing? Is he a Chote? Is he a Kadosh? So if he's a Chote, ain't Shlichus v'Avera. There's no Shlichus there. So two possibilities why there is no Shlichus by a Nazir. So by actual Nazirus, ask Tosfos. So how could we have a case of making it tonight? Forget Mazal Mashikos Torah. You can't make it tonight here, period. Because it's Nazirus and it's not subject to Shlichus. Answers Tosfos, last skinny line, the Yeshlomar, Acherei Sha'acherim Yechom Lahavi Karbanos Tachtav, Nechshev Kiilu Kalamaisa Yochalasa Saide Shliach. Says Tosfos, the big Chiddush, no, you can't do a Nazirus through a Shlichus. Not the actual Nazirus, but the Karbanos. At the end of the Nazirus, I can bring for you, I can be your Shliach. So, because of the Karbanos, that's all a part of the Nazirus process, and that's good enough to call Nazirus something that can be done through a Shliach. And therefore, it can be done through a Tanai also, and therefore, we have to come up to the other reason of Masna al Mashakasov ba Torah. According to this, says the Menchas Chinuch, a Nazirus Shimshon, there's no Karbanos. So, Nazirus Shimshon, it must be you can't make a Tanai on. Or Nazir Olam, Nazir, right, Nazir Olam with the one, or La Olam. Right, different people use those words for different. The one that's forever also, like a Nazir Shimshon, also you wouldn't be able to make a Tanai about because it is there are no Karbanos. The Reb Kiva Eger here, if you look on the bottom, asked the Kasha. There are two Reb Kiva Egers, let's look at the second one. Kashali. We had a Mishnah at the end of the Nedarim, which still wouldn't be solved. What does the Mishnah there say? Konam rechitas olam im erchatz. Remember that Mishnah? The Mishnah says, it's also for me to take a shower ever if I take a shower today. She said. So again, so it says, Rebbe Kiveger, so you make it a tzan a neder. You can't make a neder through a shliach. There's no karbonus by a neder. So how is that answer? Tosfos answers Nazirus. What about Nedarim in general? So, Tzorach Ian, he does not answer it. Rav Meir Simcha here, or Sameach, in his commentary, he quotes his Kash, and he says, no. In general, Nedarim, over there, it's a Konam. Konam is like a carbon. You can be Makdash through a Shliach. If you can be Makdash through a Shliach, so that's the category enough of Nedarim. Nedarim of Konam, you can make a Tnai on, because it is really Hekdish, and if it's really Hekdish, you can make a Shliach for Hekdish. Good. There's a little more to talk about here, but let's continue first, and we'll come back. We'll come back to another of Elchanan in the Kovetz Haaretz. Let's continue though. Says the Gemara, Yodea Nisha Nazir Oser B'Yayin. So now we're in the second case and the third case. Remember, what were the two cases? Case 2 and 3. Case number 2 in the Mishnah was, I know Nazir is Oser in various things. I didn't know he was Oser in wine. So the Chachamim say Oser, because you were Nazir from part of it, so you're Nazir from everything. Rishima says, no Mutter. But the third case was the opposite. The first case, I know Nazir Aser in wine, but I thought the Chachamim would be Matir for me. So that's the opposite. The Chachamim say Mutter, and Reb Shimon says Aser. So ask the Gemara. The Amid Reisher Aser Reb Shimon and Matir. How could case 2 and 3 have opposite Svaras? So three answers. Number one, Ema, Nami, right, switch it. Hareza Aser Reb Shimon Matir. Really, case 3 should be the same. That the Chachamim say is Aser, and Reb Shimon is Matir. Number two, V'ibayis Ema, Lo Olam Lo Tefach. Really, don't switch it. Awesome. Over there in case number 2. What was case number 2? I am a Nazir, but I didn't know that a Nazir was Usir in wine. So I was Makabel partial Naziris. So there's a machlokes whether the Naziris is a package deal. So, Reisha, going to Nazir Mechada, you all Nazir from only one aspect of Naziris. L'Rabbanan, to Amri, Dafila Nazir, Elam Yachad, Ben Havi Nazir. We had on Daf Gimel, the Rabbanan who say, even if you're only taking Naziris from one part of the Naziris, a specific detail, you're a Nazir from all of them, V'Asr. That's why you're Asr in everything. L'Rab Shimon, to Amr, Ashi Yazir, Mikulam. According to Rab Shimon who said the opposite, it's a package deal, you have to be Nazir from everything. So then Mutter, it's Mutter in this case because you only accepted one. Says the Gemara, though, it's the same in the opposite direction. Seifa, what's the Seifa? The third case is where he says, I'm a Nazir, but I thought the rabbis would get me out of it because I have to be Matam Elameis. I have to drink wine. So it's the same Svara in the opposite direction. Denadar Mikulu. There, he was no different from everything, but now he's trying to get out of it by getting out of one part of the package. I have to drink wine. So does the whole thing fall away? So according to the Rabbanan who said, you get into Naziris even by only accepting one aspect. So so too you get out of the Naziris by getting rid of only one aspect. According to Reb Shimon who said, if you accept one aspect of Naziris, nothing kicks in. So the same thing, if you get out of one part of Naziris, the whole thing doesn't fall away. Ki mitchel namayahu, also if you get rid of your shoal on one aspect, ad de mitchel mikulu, it still sticks until you get rid of everything. Mishum hachik tani Reb Shimon oser. So that was all approach number two, that it's the same svara. The Rabban on hold, it's a package deal. Reb Shimon says, it goes, every specific halacha does not kick in the package. And it's the same svara going into a Naziris and going out of a Naziris. You want to just look at Tosis' Lashon as he explains this. Turn back to Ahmed Allah for a minute. Four lines from the bottom. Tosis has a nice Lashon. Fourth word, four lines from the bottom. De ki isuro kach hetero. Captures it in three words. Just like the Isser starts, so do the Hetzer starts. Kishem shenasar betchilas ha-Naziris bechad me'inyan ha-Naziris. According to the Rabbanan, just like a whole Naziris starts by only accepting one, kach nita b'sof ha-Nizazir bechad. Right? And the Reb Shimon says the opposite. Just like it's a package deal going in, it's a package deal going out. Back to the Gemara. Source, answer three. V'ibay yaseima, b'nidre onse kamiflagi. Really, our Mishnah is a case of neder onsin. Nidre onsin. Why is it a neder? Meaning, why is it a neder onsin? We'll see in a minute. But what's the machlokas? Back we had a nedarim. We looked at the Shmuel Veravasi. Ditznan. Remember the first mission in the third parak. Back in nedarim daf chof chof mabes. Arban nedarim idir chachamim. There are four nedarim that the rabbis matired that they allowed because we didn't think you were so serious in these four nedarim. Nidre ziruzin, a neder ziruzin. That was the case where you have a buyer and a seller, and they each want to make sure their deal goes through. So they each take a neder. I'm not going to sell it for you for less than blank. I'm not going to buy it for you. So, but we don't think that they're so serious. They just want to make sure the deal gets done. Nidre Havai are exaggerated Nadarim, right? I definitely saw 5 billion people there today. Nidre Havai. Nidre Shkagos makes a neder that I ate something today and he didn't, or vice versa, he forgets. Nidre Onsin, or a neder of Ones. That was the case of, you know, you make a neder that somebody should eat for you at your house on Shabbos and his son gets sick. Something like that. Neder Onsin. So all those cases, the Mishnah says, those were Hitiru Chachamim. But there was a Machlokas Amaram. What does that mean? V'yomar v'yudam ha-Ravasi, arbar nedarim halolos yuchim she'ilu chachamim. Ravasi says, even though it says Hitiru Chachamim, that just means you still have to go to a Chacham. You should go to a Chacham, but the Chacham still plays a role. Kamrita kami de Shmuel. When Shmuel heard this, Amarli, no! Tanak tani Hitiru Chachamim, v'yat arim suchim she'ilu chachamim. The Mishnah says, the Chachamim matured it. So what do you have to go to a Chacham for? The Mishnah says it's automatic. So there was a machlokas there by Nidre Onsin in these four categories. Is it automatic or not? So that's the machlokas here. Rabbanan Sarvi Kishmuel, Reb Shimon Kravasi. Rabbanan hold like Shmuel that it is automatic, and that's why this is the svar for case three. That's why they say automatically. I thought it, they would be matarit. It is. Reb Shimon holds the Ravasi, no, it still has to be matered by the Chacham. So why is this exactly a neder shel ones? So if you look in the Mefarish has two pshatim. Tupshatim, Dibur Maschel, Ibayis Ema. Tupshatim, what is the Nidre Onsen? Number one, the Nidre Onsen Hain, Hoel, De Ein Yachol Lichos Bolo Yayin. Oshein Korin Boso Makam Alazet. Because he needs wine. And he's the only gravedigger. So, it's a Nidre Shal Ones. It's an Ones. He has to do this. A. Lishna Achrina, or the other Pshat, Lachi Karilu Onsen, Delibo Onso, Shu Savar Shiatiru Lachachamim. Or, is it an Ones about the situation, or an Ones about him? He thought that the rabbis would do it. The rabbis would be matured for him. Either way, it's in the category of a neder shel onsin, and therefore it's a machlokas amaroyim, and we plug it into our machlokas tanan. Tosas points out, and then we'll move on, in deeper maskal nidre, Tosas says, isn't this better than any nidre onsin? Those cases of nidre onsin over there, that's up because if something came up later. Here he knew everything right when he made the nether. He knows he's a grave digger. He knows he needs wine. So shouldn't everybody agree here that you don't even have to go to the Chachamim? It's in his mind. He knows already. It should be more uprootable, more automatic. So Tosfos has an ukimta. Look in the middle of the Maskel Nidre. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tam. No, our Mishnah is also a case where something came up later. Demasisam nami airi shehaonis ba'achreichein. Kagon, the b'shas ha-neder ha-yabari v'chazak. He was healthier when he made the neder. And then he got weaker. Or maybe before and he was rich, he wasn't a grave digger. It only came up later. Tosfos says that to make it more parallel to the case of Nedra Onsin over there in Mesechus Adar. He doesn't want to say the Messias is exactly as it will be. He doesn't want to say that's what it was when he made the Nedra. Okay, next Mishnah. Mas Nisan. Hareini Nazir v'alai l'galayach Nazir. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir, and it's upon me to bring karbanis of a Nazir. Well, the galayach means literally haircut, but that's what the verb means, to get the haircut, the package of the nazir. So I'm a nazir, and I have to bring the karbanos of a nazir. So that thing is obviously extra, the second phrase, because if once you're a nazir, you already have to bring your own karbanos. So it sounds like you're committing to bring more. V'shama chaveirov yamar, and your friend also hears what you said, and said, va'ani, v'yalai l'galayach nazir, and I agree, and I'm also have to bring karbanos to zirus. So they're each a nazir, and they each have to bring someone else's karbanos. So Mayopikin, if they were smart, Magachan Zezet, they'd each bring each other's karbanos. Not a problem. Vimla, Magachan Zir Machir. But if not, they have to bring their own karbanos and other people's karbanos. Ibai Lu, ask the Gemara the following question. Shama Chavir of Yamar Va'ani, Mahu. If my friend says something and I say, and I, what does that mean? Ve'ani Akula di Bura Mashma, is and I referring to everything my friend says? O Dilma Apagid di Bura Mashma, or is it only referring to half of what my friend says? Question A. Question B. Imtim salomar apagid dibur mashma. If it's referring to only half of what my friend said, areisha o asefa. Is it referring to the first part of what my friend said or the second part of what my friend said? So Toshma says the Gemara. You can bring a riot from our Mishnah because what did our Mishnah say? Person says I'm a nazir and I have to be magaleach, and the other person said vaani va'alai l'galeach nazir. So says the Gemara, from the fact that our Mishnah says that the second guy says both, smashma, that va'ani would not be good enough. Why do you have to say the second one? He could have just said va'ani, and he would have been copying exactly what his friend said. The fact that he has to add in v'alai l'galeach, it must be that the va'ani is going on part only on half of what his friend said. So Gemara says, fine. Amri in, apagadi ramashbo. Okay, you answered that question. It's only going on half of what your friend said. But mi aresha wasefa. What about the second question that we asked? Is it going on the first half of what he said or on the second half? So mina, you also know it from the Mishnah. Mi tekamer v'alai l'galeach. He says v'ani, and then he adds on the second half of what his friend had said. So shma mina v'ani, altskilasi ramashbo. So it's mefurish. That whenever you say v'ani, it's only going on the first half of what your friend said. Amalei Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua Rava. Is that really true? Mimai Tahachi Hu. How do you know that's true? Lo Olamei Melacha Vani Akula Dibura. Maybe Vani is going on everything he said. Ve'imi Shum Ba'alai. I. What about the Ve'alai? My Kamer Ba'alai Baha Milsa. It's just for emphasis. It's for emphasis. I really want to do what my friend said. Ve'lote Mahachi. Because if you don't say it's just there for emphasis, then you have a problem with the next Mishnah. Diktani Seifa, it says on tomorrow's daf, Harei alei l'galeach hatzi nazir. If somebody says, I commit to half to bringing half karbanos of a nazir. V'shem ha'chaver v'amar v'ani alei l'galeach hatzi nazir. And I too commit to bringing half. Hasamika tartamili. There only one sentence was said. So why didn't he say, just say v'ani? There's no shiloh there. Why do you have to say, alei l'galeach hatzi nazir? Elamaika amar alei b'hamilsa. Why must he have said the whole thing? For emphasis. So Achanami Kamar Alai Bahamilsa says here too. So at this stage, we have just rejected the proof from our Mishnah. There's no proof that Vyani only means half of what your friend said. Maybe Vyani means everything your friend said. So the Gemara says, Amalei no. Amalei Rava Hachiyashin. You can't prove to me from tomorrow's Mishnah to today's Mishnah. Why? E Amrit Bishlama Reisha Tzricha. If you say in our Mishnah, it's Bedafka there, meaning Vyani goes on the first half of what your friend said, and Vyalai goes on the second half, so then you understand, Seifa Lo Tzricha. The Reisha, you had to say it. Tomorrow's Mishnah, you didn't need to say it, but you know what? It said it to be parallel. Parallelism. Tani Seifa, Delo Tzricha, Mishnah Reisha Tzricha. It says tomorrow's Mishnah, which is not needed, that second phrase, because of today's Mishnah, which is needed. But if it's totally extra for emphasis in both, so why do you have to say it in both Mishnahs? Tani Reisha Delo Tzricha, Tani Seifa Delo Tzricha. You said both of them, they're both extra. So the Gemara ends off by saying, no, it is a good raya, that Viani only goes on half of what he said. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and tomorrow we'll talk about somebody who makes a shliach for Nazirus, and interesting cases.